Now we're waiting on Kelly.
Always.
Come on.
Yep.
But it's my fault, right?
That sounds
loud enough. Be
advised. Graphic language about to ensue. You have been warned.
Dude, I've been up since 2.
Our food don't seem fucking there.
Yeah, so? It's water. It's not gonna make you
a noodle.
I'll throw a pussy at you.
Big head just went, I heard the meow.
So fill your glass and hit your ass. Cause this here is whiskey, wine, and true crime. Starring Crystal, Kelly, Tech Bitch Janelle, Tech Bitch Paul, and Reason Chris. Reading you today's headlines with
I want to find like a 14 inch one. Have one custom made just for tortilla slapping.
And it has to be so
hard. Oh! My face hurts thinking about it.
I know, but see, what I can do is I'll take like 4 or 5 of them and I'll super glue them together. I'll make the thing about this wide. Put a piece of wood in the middle for the handle. Oh, no, wait, they'd be dangerous.
Yeah, don't say, because it sounds, from what it's, how you're
hey, Jennifer, did you make it up to Wisconsin okay?
Because it's making it sound like you're put, it's a stop sign mobile, here we go. Just a silicone one, and it still sounds terrible.
Well, you're used to playing with silicone.
It's been a while.
I know, because you're broken.
Well, one of them's hiding underneath the bed. That's Paul's friend. The pink one?
What'd it do, grow legs and walk over there?
The pink one is underneath your side of the bed.
Why is the pink one under his side of the bed?
Because your daughter, and so you hit it underneath your side of the bed?
Oh, because you threw it at me going, hide this?
No, because...
Did it have a suction cup on the end and stick it to your forehead when she threw it? Hey, hide this! Poink!
What is that on your forehead?
No, we still got to get that other stuff, though, too. I forgot about it.
They're in Lake Geneva, currently.
Oh, good. So you did make it back to Wisconsin.
If you're in Geneva, you're fine.
Well, thank you for watching. I know you're probably tired from the drive.
Where'd you drive from?
Michigan.
Oh, it's not really that bad.
It's like northern.
Is it?
So the UP.
Yeah. Oop.
It's the
oop.
Barry?
I don't
know. The official taco pizza.
The up.
No, you drive over to Milwaukee.
But she said she went to.
I don't know where she's from. She's from somewhere in.
Honey.
If it's northern, you're in like Hurley, Ashland.
I can't. You're moving because.
Well, I got a cat climbing me.
Let her go.
Well, I'm trying to do without her in my hoodie.
Ah. Okay, so it's a 5-hour drive.
Oh, that's
not bad.
Are you done, Kat?
But still.
She went over by Ashland and Hurley area.
See, now the funny thing is I knew they're coming down because unfortunately her husband's stepdad passed and they're coming down for a celebration of life.
Sorry to hear that.
And it's ironic because I knew they were coming. I knew they were coming into town today, and as I'm coming off of 43, I'm going over I-90, and I look in front of me, and there's an SUV type thing with Michigan license plates.
The irony
of it.
Yeah.
So I know, I thought at first it might be Jennifer and her family because they were in front of me at Cranston at the stoplight. Okay.
Not knowing which way to go.
Well, she would know where to go. Okay. So whoever was driving that car, it was not them, decided to go from the far left lane at Cranston at the stoplight and cut across three lanes and go up Cranston towards Walmart at the fucking stoplight. And I'm like, yeah, that's not them.
What does that sound like?
Well, I mean, it might be. I don't know. I haven't never seen Jennifer drive. Meh. So, women, I mean.
Drivers are always scary.
I know. That's why I'm dating one that doesn't that can't drive.
Oh, I could. I've done it 10 years ago.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. So 11,317.
I thought it was 117.
That's what she said. 11,317.
Yes. No, he's just doing it just to annoy you. This is my life.
Bad tech.
No,
bitch.
There you go. At least your house would smell pretty.
I know, it smells like feet right now.
I wasn't saying.
Oh, you want to see what the roommate got me for hers and mine anniversary?
Mine's in
the other room.
I'm partially in the other room.
Crew socks.
I have.
Yeah, but Star Wars crew socks.
I have.
Oh, ew.
Wait a minute. Those are stormtroopers.
Those are stormtroopers. What the hell are you talking about?
They're still Star Wars.
I know, but if I wear these on Monday when we go to the range, I'm going to miss everything. So I have a question for you. You remember watching...
That's gross.
You ever see the original Star Trek?
Pizza gross.
Yes.
Okay. The red shirts?
Yeah.
Okay. If you had the red shirts versus the stormtroopers, who would die?
Blue minivan.
Stormtroopers.
They miss.
Exactly why they would die.
What?
Minivan.
Jennifer, were you in Beloit today around like 1:15, 1:30 and ish? And, you know, took a left from the left, right. From the far left road and far left lane and took a right all the way to Cranston at the stoplight? Because I was, if that was you, I was behind you with the yellow fog lights.
Probably blinding.
They are not blinding.
Then no one ever. Well, fuck you, too, for not going.
That depends. Because some, if they have those modded lights.
Oh, no, they're not.
I can't. That shit gives me a headache. Nope.
No, but what I want to do is I'm trying to. The fog lights on my car downstairs are 65 watt. Okay. They make a pair that's 125 watt that are an inch longer, and they will fit on the mounting system that I have. I'm trying to get my landlord, trying to talk him into helping me swap them out because I'm tired of the idiots coming at me on 89 with their driving lights, and they've got those blue ones.
Yes.
It's great,
yo. But some of them are actually putting it into those lights. And you know how fucking bright that shit is? Granted, I don't drive at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm at like 5 o'clock, okay? That shit still sucks.
Okay.
Especially in the rain.
Hold on.
Yeah, it was a blue something or another. It had Michigan plates. Yes. I was... What the... Cat!
It's talking to your cat.
I have to get up.
I would like to sit back event.
There's a cat there.
I know, we had this problem. Go.
Come here, kitty.
Go by mama. Go by mama.
Why, Dad? You're smoking.
All right, you know what? We're letting the cat run the show tonight.
No, honey.
All right, come on, move. I would like to sit down.
I just pick her up.
Come here.
I heard the meow.
Come here.
Meow. Yeah.
Don't chirp at me.
Because it's all she can do. Yeah.
Ha! Ah! All right, come here. The official kitty blanket.
My blanket.
It should have.
I have the bridge, I think. I don't know, Jennifer. I was. Anyway. All right, so anyway, 11,317. My cat is going absolutely fucking weird. So we have...
matches you.
I did the one about the Texas birthday party.
Yes, that was last week.
So I have one or two. No. Did I do the one about the woman murdered roommate and poured Mountain Dew on herself to avoid the DNA evidence?
No.
Why would you use Mountain Dew? You should use Coke. Coke destroys it.
That's a lot of Coke.
There's not a lot of Mountain Dew?
You just totally missed that joke.
All they have to do is go to Florida. They'll be fine. It's in the fish.
Florida!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So here we go. This is out of Volusia County, Florida. A woman will spend decades in prison after she murdered her elderly roommate. After she murdered her elderly roommate and poured Mountain Dew on herself in an attempt to destroy evidence.
Kat's just like, fucking help. That's rough.
Police responded to a call regarding a fire at a residence around 1:46 a.m. on July 1st, 2023. When they arrived at the home, they found a deceased 79-year-old man on the second floor of the burning home with signs of blunt force trauma and stab wounds. Police also found a bloody knife, two cell phones near the victim's body, one of which belonged to the man's roommate, 37-year-old Nicole Marks, who was in the area when officers arrived. Please let me finish my sentence. Yes.
Sir, hold on. It sounds like a sugar baby issue that went fucking south, and now they want to call it roommates. I'm just saying.
We shall read on.
I had a sugar baby issue for one of my cases today, so.
Officers. Officers found Max at around 3 a.m. walking without shoes near a restaurant, holding a knife and a hammer. The officer that found her said she had blood on her leg and on her shirt, which was ripped.
Okay.
Police asked Max, M-A-K-S, where she lived and if she knew the victim, and she said she had been homeless for 4 years and didn't know the man. She eventually admitted that she did know him and lived with him for a short time, but that she did not see him often, at which point she also admitted she was not homeless.
Yeah, you kind of changed your... Yeah.
Max was taken into custody for questioning and said that she had never entered the victim's room before, but occasionally went to the second floor to, quote, feed her spiders, per authorities. I wonder if that's what she's calling her vajayjay.
I was going to ask if there was tarantulas. The house was on fire. So why would you set the houses on fire if your spiders are in the second floor?
Spiders flee from
it. It's Florida.
Had too much fish.
Yeah, it was too much fish. When officers told Max that they were going to take a DNA sample from her, she asked for a Diet Mountain Dew. They gave it to her and she began to procrastinate while drinking the soda until a detective eventually tried to take it away from her.
What the fuck?
Max began to resist and began pouring the can of soda all over her body and hair and pulling away from officers in an attempt to interfere with the possible evidence on Max's body. Said a probable cause affidavit obtained by Law and Crime. Dum-dum-dum.
Law and Crime is really good on YouTube, by the way.
Max then began pulling and kicking officers while trying to secure Max in the vehicle. Due to Max's actions, he was charged with tampering with evidence and resisting with violence.
Which is true.
Investigators got a positive match between the DNA on the knife near the victim's body and the DNA they eventually recovered from Max. Max was arrested in 2023, and on February 27th, 2025, she pleaded no contest to second-degree murder, resisting with violence, arson of a dwelling, and tampering with physical evidence. She was sentenced to 35 years in prison for the minimum charge. I have nothing to whack fuck drink. Keep it classy, Florida. At least she didn't try to stab the guy with a squirrel.
Or a kitty.
That's interesting.
What in the right mind would you try to use diet Mountain Dew to wash away DNA evidence? First off, we all talk about how
what's the word I'm looking for?
She doesn't know. She's just as lost as we are.
Main ingredient in Mountain Dew recently had to change the formula because of the bromelain vegetable oil.
But that still not going to help you. You should have requested a Coke because, as everybody knows, that shit takes off acid.
That's a lot of Coke.
I agree with that. But she probably had it anyway, so you might as well go for it.
I concur, Diamond Dude. It ain't too bad, but
I think that's just good.
It's got to be really cold.
Yeah, otherwise you got that aftertaste.
If it's like piss warm.
No. Has to be ice cold.
But like, the amount of... like,
Hey, Bill.
Someone's not going to fucking work for you.
Kitty.
That soda's not gonna work. You're just gonna make yourself stickier than shit.
What you're doing.
When I think about you, I get sticky.
And you don't even get the lotion and the best feel about it, I guess.
Right.
What you do, Kitty?
Put it in the basket or it gets the lotion.
Shit,
knock it off. I don't understand anymore.
Jamie can't stand it at all.
Huh?
Cooler Kids can't stand it at all.
She likes regular Mountain Dew or Red Bull.
Or Whipple?
Red Bull.
Oh, Red Bull.
That's what she lives on. I swear to God, she pisses Mountain Dew. Or Red Bull. Depending on the time.
Red Bull is the nastiest tasting shit out there.
Especially if you mix with goat's water. Or
Jaeger. Oh god, that's even worse.
That just made my stomach hurt.
I know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, somebody bought me a Jaeger bomb once for my birthday after I was 4 hours into drinking straight Honey Jack.
Oh, I bet your stomach loved you.
Instant christening everything.
No shit! I can't do that.
Oh, she says only regular Mountain Dew all day besides caramel vodka and Tipsy Cow orange cream. Not too much Red Bull.
I just remember her fridge being stocked with Red Bull and Mountain Dew. Okay? Don't judge me.
Well, maybe it wasn't. She was younger. You know, people's taste...
This was about 5 years ago.
Gold toe. I have no idea.
4 years ago. Nevaeh, how old are you?
Yeah. She was four years younger back then.
Oh, well, 4 years ago.
Yeah. She was four years younger back then. Your tastes can change in 4 years.
Mine change rapidly, like every day.
You just fuck.
I mean, mine changes by the hour, I give you that.
Well, you also got a bun in the oven. You're baking baby batter.
The little peanut is cooking.
The amount of times I had to get up and pee last night, I could have beat the shit out of this baby batter.
You and what can't, is he, what is because he can't have sex with you right now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's you're free and clear?
I'm free and clear.
Did you get laid last night?
Yes, sir.
All right.
That's why he was passed the fuck out.
Out.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Jamie, for the clarification.
Nope. That right there was nope. I don't want it. Nope.
Where did I see?
I don't know, but the cat's behind you again.
Of course. I'm gonna.
You can't do that. Kitty said so. Come here, shithead.
What is going on with you tonight? Why is it every time? You should see if you'd stay out here more during Friday nights, you would know what Daddy does. Daddy leans forward, Daddy sits back. Daddy leans forward, Daddy sits back.
Daddy can't make up his mind.
I know, right?
You're mad at you for not feeding her the other night.
I am ready to go when you are.
You're struggling with that.
Huh?
Struggling with her,
well, huh? Well, we know why it was a private message. We do appreciate it.
Oh, wow. How... When you were married...
Oh, God.
God. Navi, can you turn that down just a bit, please, sweetheart?
Honey, can you turn it down a little bit? Baby.
Navi!
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
So, when you were married...
Uh-huh.
Your mother-in-law, how often did you piss that woman off?
Well, my second marriage, I can't speak because my mother-in-law there wasn't there.
I don't know. For some reason, all my mother-in-laws...
My mother-in-law lived in Arizona. So, didn't see her that often.
Me breathing pissed her off, so...
Just saying.
My mother-in-laws seem to answer the phone and then they just come and talk to me all the time. I don't know. I have that vibe. Paul, so it's for Mary.
Input.
I sent you some.
Iggy.
I just don't want your ear to let your throw out. What? So it's for Mary. Keep going.
Have you ever pissed off my mother?
Oh, God, yeah.
To the point where she hates you.
She hated me for a couple minutes. She hated me for a couple minutes.
Why, were you the wrong color?
No, I'm the right color.
Wow! A monkey!
What did you do to the banana?
She put it in.
She put the insides in.
Paul, you need that. Take that home. You put a little bit of Vaseline on the other end, you're all good.
Chicken.
Oh, that's right. She's got a box of them, and yeah, she's probably got one there for you. Those actually are kind of nice.
It doesn't feel like the real thing, though.
No, if you put enough lube in there, though, and you warm it up a little bit, the lube warm.
What the fuck is happening right now? Yeah, the banana. All right.
My mother-in-law doesn't...
Well, keep going. What? Your question. Keep going.
No, that was it.
All right, Jennifer.
Okay. That was it. Why'd you ask?
Like, did she ever want to stab you with a squirrel?
With a squirrel?
I can't.
I mean, I don't think so.
I mean, whenever I tear up her sand... She wants to kill me.
Fucking tell me about it.
No, she gets sand in her. Never mind. That's a mother-in-law. I'm not going there. I do have a question for you, though.
Apple pie.
What do you call a Roman with hair in his teeth?
What?
Gladiator.
Oh, man. But I'm going to read this. Take it as you will. Butler County woman pleads guilty to shooting infant granddaughter.
Why?
I'll answer that too. I watched this her arrest video. I thought that was weird as shit.
I just don't think I have an answer for that one just yet.
Because this girl was sentenced September of 2024. So this recently, more recently happened.
For shooting her granddaughter. And where did this happen?
Liberty Township, Ohio.
Thought we were going across the pond.
Nope. I gave you the two options.
Right.
You said surprise you. Me.
Okay.
We'll do that one next week then. Okay. Liberty Township woman has admitted to shooting her infant granddaughter in the head in 2023. December of... Ow! Maya?
Nice one, Jamie.
What?
What does STOP stand for?
Slightly tap on pedal.
Squeeze titty on passenger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sent you that video. I think I sent her that video too.
So do I. I also want to be in the firing lane. I can't.
I didn't understand what was coming out of her
mouth. I didn't understand that either, and I'm sitting next to her, and I've been dating her for almost 8 years. Let me see that again.
Mia Desiree Harris.
What the hell did you have your hand in?
On a cat.
Eagle. Banana.
A banana.
Why did you put a ring on my banana?
You know, they make them for that, too, you know.
Uh-huh.
They make vibrating ones, too.
I do know that.
You used to be able to buy them with condoms.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Oh, that is true. They did.
Yeah, Trojan.
Trojan used to do that.
Trojan Vibes.
I don't know, but they have a vibrating butt plug at Walmart.
Yes, they do. In a and they sell it.
I don't know if I trust any of that shit coming from Walmart.
No, dude.
What kidding? I'll be on literally a call with remote control Badge 502.
We got a pack of remote control ones.
But did it come from Walmart?
No. Wish.
Oh, that's even worse. I would think Badge 502 would have our asses for something stupid like that.
Just saying.
Anyway, Mia Desiree Harris, 43, charged with 3 counts.
Let me guess, she's white.
No.
You're younger than I am.
Of felonious assault and improperly discharging a firearm at or into habitation was scheduled to trial September 30th, but she entered a plea deal on Tuesday in Butler County Common Pleas Court. Apparently that's
leave it to Ohio to fuck shit up.
No shit. Harris pled guilty to one of the counts of felonious assault with a 3-year gun specification, which adds to the sentence for the shot that hit the baby. The remainder of the charges were dismissed in exchange for the plea. So, Judge Dan Hewley set sentencing for October 29th. She faced up to prison up to 15 years. Okay, prosecutors say the young victim is recovering. However, in the video, her arrest video, they didn't mention that the girl will need care for the rest of her life.
So basically, the kid's a
vegetative state.
They didn't say what kind of state, but she's not how a kid should be now. But anyway, Harris shot the baby. Then a six-month-old child. 6 months old. Shortly before...
Did she shoot the sheriff?
No.
Then we know she didn't shoot the deputy.
Hell no. At 2 a.m. December 9th. At Lakota Point Townhomes on Dutch View Court. The two charges dismissed were in connection with the alleged assaults on the two other family members in the house.
Four. Two.
Two others.
What do you mean there were four?
Her and the baby. There'd be four people in the house. But the obviously
her, the baby, and two others.
Yes.
So four total.
Four total.
Okay.
The Butler County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, the Butler.
Yeah, sure.
The Butler did it.
The butt.
Oh, God. Investigation and court documents indicate Harris struck a person in the face with her fist and broke down a locked bedroom door after firing a handgun through the bedroom door multiple times.
Is the lady off her rocker or she's on something?
So now...
She'd just come back from a trip from Florida with the fish.
Uh-huh.
Why would I ask you how
pissed... Or the cocaine sharks.
This is true. How pissed... Why do you think I asked you? How pissed off could you make to have your ex-mother-in-law or mother-in-law come at and punch you and shoot your kid? How pissed off could you get your ex-mother-in-law?
She would not make it out of this house alive.
Mm-mm. How about you?
Techie.
Ask him a question. He's not paying attention.
No, I wasn't.
He missed
it. Wow, way to pay attention in the show.
Oh, shit.
You never know when we're going to need techie shit.
I'm doing research.
Fuck the research for a minute.
He did. That's how you ended up with a baby batter.
You walked into that one, literally.
Anyway, why do you think I asked you that question? About how pissed off could you make your mother-in-law to the point where she turns and shoots your kid in the face?
Oh, hell no.
At 6 months old.
Like I said, she would not make it out of this apartment.
Yeah, she wouldn't make the shit out of the apartment. She wouldn't make it. Fucking 2 foot.
Yep.
Harris assaulted another person, which again is this daughter-in-law.
It's an Italian thing. We were alone.
By trying to shoot them in the head, but missed her.
Thank God for bad aim.
Well, now wait. I can kind of see missing because. With Janelle.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm a good example of what he's going
to do. I can be... If I'm further than 25 foot away, she got no chance in hell of hitting me. At 25 foot, it's about a 50-50. I would give myself a 50-50 chance if I was 5 foot away from her.
Depending on which, really ain't getting shit here.
Depending on which eye she uses.
You're really not getting too much of a good odds here.
Right hand, left eye dominant.
I'm just saying, you're really not getting good odds from him.
No.
Okay.
That's why we're going Monday for our anniversary. I'm taking her to the range, and we're going to go play for a little bit.
Uh-huh. Just remember, he's next to you.
I'm all a joker. No,
anyway.
Ah, that was weak.
She then went to the child... and shot the child in the head while the baby was laying on the bed.
Okay. Hold on a minute here.
Okay.
I'm gonna back the psychotic taco truck up here for a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
She shot two of hers. Right?
What do you mean shot two of hers?
Well, she shot her granddaughter.
Yes.
Then she went over...
Nope, she went, shot through the door, and shot at the mother first. The daughter-in-law. And missed. So I'm wondering if the daughter-in-law went down. Like...
Okay, I thought... Too okay, close. I'm sorry, I stand
switching
correct.
It.
I thought she went to... She did those two, and then she went somewhere else... And tried to shoot two more.
No, it's all in the same
okay.
house.
Okay.
Her son, in the police video, was literally just getting home from work when this girl went nuts. So he didn't have a chance.
She shot him too?
No.
He just got home from work.
After this was done, mother-in-law, literally they passed each other on the way out.
Oh, wow.
So he didn't know what was going on until he got into the room. He knew shit.
Oh, wow.
But keep going. There was a tussle in the bedroom with the daughter and the daughter-in-law and the mother. Stepmother, whatever. Dropped the 9mm Ruger.
Oh, Ruger Security 9, okay.
Which was underneath the bed when the cops got there.
So the mother-in-law left the murder weapon.
Of course, why not?
Yeah, true.
So, there's girl fucking nuts. In the video, they asked why she did it. At first, she's saying it wasn't her granddaughter trying to build up this self-defense of being psychotic. It was just an imposter. But then they start getting more of the story.
They have the knowledge to pick up a gun. That probably weighs as much as they do at that point.
But she's saying that wasn't her. That wasn't the granddaughter. It's just an imposter. I don't know how the hell you imposter a baby, but it's not her grandkid. But now, in the video, she literally goes into how she never gets sleep. They all depend on her. They won't get a job. So now it's turning into the real story. She was pissed off. And then she's like, I fucking hate her. And then it all turns against the daughter-in-law. So it had nothing to do with the baby.
An innocent child died.
And literally the mom was the one that called after the grandmother kind of walked away, went out. Baby was shot. My baby's been shot in the 911 call. You hear the dad screaming in the background.
Well, yeah, he just walked in and found his kid with...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The prosecutor said at the time the baby was in grave condition. Clearly. The baby had to go undergo two surgeries to get all the bullets and stuff out. Unfortunately. But she did survive. It's a good thing.
Yeah, but what kind of quality of life does she have? I mean...
Well, they're fine.
I know, they don't get into it.
Define a quality of life.
Yeah.
The child could be included in everything that mom and dad do.
Right.
It's a possibility.
Yeah. Still have a good quality of life. The child is still included. Whether they're mentally able to comprehend that is a whole nother ballgame.
Right.
100%. I don't know. But after the shooting, she obviously, like I said, she fled the scene. She was pulled over northbound on Interstate 75. Can you help your daughter, babe?
What?
She just took off.
We don't want her falling in.
Why not? It'd be fun.
Because that toilet will take a bucket of golf balls, but I don't want to test that theory.
Exactly. It'll flush it.
We'll give her a...
You love your husband. You love your daughter.
Swirly, swirly, swirly.
No, I don't want
to. Hold on. Hey, Paul. I'll give you some toilet cleaner for her head and just put some on her hair, and then when you dunk her in, it'll, you know.
But you want to know what her sentence is? 12 years.
That's it. Let me guess. By reason of mental defect.
No, that would have gotten her into a court.
After she switched her plea to guilty. 12 years.
12 years for shooting your granddaughter in the head. Speaking of shooting, there is a guy that elected, I think it was.
There's a picture of the baby.
Wait, before or after?
After. I didn't know that. That's new to me.
I can see where it went in.
Yeah.
Just right. Below the right eye.
Yep.
Okay, so that's why he was able to probably survive it. Mm-hmm. Looks like it went, I don't know, but wow.
That's why I saw that. I'm like, oh my. Because that looks really fucking close, though, because it looks like you could still see the ring.
Yeah, just right under the eye socket.
Honestly, that was new to me. I never seen that.
It moves so I can move.
But anyway, I just read on the book that is a face. There's a guy that actually is put on death row, and he actually was elected firing squad for the first time in.
I saw that on the news. I saw that. I wonder how well that's going to work out.
Well, it's still a thing. You know?
This is true.
I know how they do it. One person gets a live round, everybody else gets blanks.
And the person doesn't know.
Right. Who? What's got what? Right. But or is it done by machine now?
No, it's done by people.
It's so done by people. I'm like, fucking, just let me fucking.
Well, you know, there's
done.
There's a job for some of the old retired snipers.
Right.
They're used to it. I mean,
Emma needs her phone, honey.
I'm not. Boy, that probably came out wrong.
It did.
But you know, I
get it.
I don't know if I'd be able to do it because my life wasn't in danger. Now, if they gave old boy a knife and he was charging me, then it's him or me.
Yeah.
And it's going to be him.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down. But I don't know if I could
do it.
An unarmed person.
That's why they have the multiple shots, because they don't. The person who does shoot him technically won't have the guilt because you don't know who did it.
Right. I understand that. But still, being up there in that line, one of the five or six or however many people.
I don't remember.
I don't know. I honestly don't know if I could do it.
You can tell who has.
Because it kicks harder.
The live ammo, because.
It's louder. It's a little louder and it kicks a little harder.
But especially if you use any of the, like the M4s or anything.
I don't know what they use.
Guess what?
Yeah.
What is it gonna do?
Or maybe they give everybody a live round and they just say they're all, you know, there's only one live round out of all six.
That's why I'm like, well,
they definitely will be dead then.
Fucking give me a fucking nine. Tell me, hey, look, right there. All right, you're done.
But why would you want it by squad? It doesn't seem so
because if you know gentle anymore. If you know how to shoot somebody,
you're taking that risk.
They're dead.
Again, you're taking that risk.
Because most of the time, it's from maybe that window to where Kelly's sitting.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but you're taking the risk that they're not going to shoot and kill you.
Bang! You're done.
Again, you're taking a risk that they don't fucking kill you.
Oh, see, I'd be the asshole that aimed for his nuts in case I had the live round. Oh, shit, I missed!
That would be the problem, bro.
I wonder how many times, honestly, that something like that has happened.
That's crazy. I know
it's got to have.
That's exactly it. That's why I said you're taking that chance. I'd rather just fucking put me out of my misery already Put the needle in. Call it a fucking day.
Head, shoulders, knees are nuts. Knees are nuts.
That'd be the worst feeling. Fuck.
Hey, anybody want these nuts on a wall?
That's why I'm like, fuck it. I get, look at the old school executioners. The ones that had to chop your fucking head off. Look at how much they were, now at the time, we're talking medieval, Renaissance era, that kind of thing. Look at how much they were getting paid.
You're also talking about people that didn't acknowledge, you know, conscience very well. They avoided the mental thought, because anytime a woman would go even potentially crazy during the time of the fucking month, it was because we're going fucking psycho and we had to have everything removed. Fuck off, all right? That was back then too. That
witchcraft.
Witchcraft, yeah.
The point still remains.
If they
everything
got they're it. A witch, but if they sink, they're still a witch.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not. That was the point.
Tis just a flesh wound.
Oh my god.
There was no good ways to test witch trial.
No, but I'll bet you the guys that were doing the beheading, when they stopped that, I'll bet you they were damn good butchers.
I tell you what, they had a lot of people's respect. I bet
too. I wouldn't want to piss dude off.
Okay.
Because most of them were built like brick shit houses.
They had to be.
Those axes are heavy.
They had to be.
Best fucking friend.
That motherfucker could punch you the next week,
but
I'll tell you that.
But for the most part, you look at back then, they were the outcasts of society that had that job. Well, guess what?
Nobody knows who they are. They wear a hood. Nobody knows who they are.
People know who they
are. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Because I wonder if they had, like, fan clubs.
Probably you know like what? They actually fucking might. Have you seen the shit that goes on now? People are writing murderers and shit to have their babies. So come on now. There's fan clubs for anybody that...
Are you asleep?
It looked like it.
Close.
It's going to be a fun night.
But I'm going to play the video.
Okay.
A 5-month-old baby deliberately shot at point blank range by her own grandmother. It was just after midnight on December 9th of last year when dispatch in Liberty Township, Ohio got a disturbing call. A young baby had been shot right in the face. Butler County Sheriff's deputies arrived to the scene to find the little girl critically injured.
Please, sir, they're coming. They'll be able to get him help right now. Sir, wait for the ambulance.
The baby girl has been blurred out in this video, but you can see her father, who is screaming in anguish.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Almost right away, cops have the name of their suspect, then 43-year-old Mia Harris, who ran from the scene before deputies arrived. Throughout the body camera recordings, you can hear radio chatter of sheriff's deputies blocking off nearby roadways, keeping an eye out for Mia's car. Meanwhile, officers on the scene focus on the little girl.
I have no words.
Here's the same time frame from a different deputy's perspective.
Hey, get the medics over here. Get the medics over here.
Now, if anybody wants to watch this video, it's on Law and Crime on YouTube.
Law and Crime on YouTube.
This is just the arresting video. This isn't her interview shit yet.
Well, okay. Well, judging by the picture of her, I can see why she missed the daughter-in-law.
That daughter-in-law looked like she could beat her ass.
Oh, I know, but, you know, grandma got four different way eyes. And she looked like a...
You sing like a gecko?
No, chameleon.
Chameleon, that's it.
It's like, you know, remember when you used to do this trick with your friends? Hey, follow my fingers, and then you go...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, grandma, aim for the one in the middle.
Oh, grandma got some fucking shot.
Yeah, that is just... I have...
And that's the worst part. That was just the actual body cam footage.
The one cop kept doing this.
I felt like he was trying to like cover the camera from all of the, from what he was seeing. At that point, I understand it. You know, because you don't want certain things to get out, certain things to do. But her, if you listen to the actual interview, you'd be like, oh my god, what the fuck? But she's setting herself up for insanity defense.
I'm taking over in case somebody, because this one's out.
Already snoring?
I wish I could. Fuck.
Where's my marker?
Oh my god. I mean, I think I got a pen on me.
You're gonna give her a mushroom kiss on the forehead.
Yeah. And there's several you can. I actually looked up the interview video that Missing Files put out on YouTube. And he plays all of it, and he obviously makes commentary, and he goes, she just snapped. But, like, not in a mental snap. She just got angry and snapped.
Well, okay, I don't, back when I was still married and my kids were...
Yay, hi.
You know, my son was 3, and my daughter was 1. And that was really like the first night my wife had to run out for something. That was the first night I was like truly home alone with both kids. And I got overwhelmed and frustrated, and I ended up going into the bathroom and puking. So I guess in a way I snapped, but I didn't snap. You know what I'm saying?
Every parent goes through that, though. You're going to have...
I wish somebody would have told me that back then, because I'm like...
Fuck, if it makes you feel better, I was never known that either. I was thrown into that before I had kids. You want to know what that was? I didn't meet him before I had kids. I was watching 4 kids at the age of 12.
Oof.
I had to learn. They were none of my kids.
I would hope not at 12.
No, but I fucking watch all of them. So I had to learn real quick.
Yeah. I mean, I get
I guess I didn't have to learn, but I was thrown into it, so I had to learn. I don't know what
to say. Yeah, well, if you had to watch them, then you had to learn.
Exactly. So, back then, it wasn't easy.
No.
I'd put my godson. Sorry, kid. I'd put him in his room. Man, it was hard. I'm like, nope. Put up the gate in his sister's room, put him in his room, and then
I'm never one having crib, kids.
That's exactly kids what I some, fucking say.
Three kids and some baby batter cooking later.
No shit, I say that all the time. I had to keep them separated. Like,
you got to keep them separated.
Because it fucking pain in the ass. But now I realize going all back, I'm like, they don't give you a book on how to raise children.
No.
But you're going to snap. But you need to know how to put yourself in a... She's still breathing. I see your okay. chest moving.
I can't because of...
Angles.
Yeah.
I saw it. But no, you don't get your specialty, you know? But that's why you always should ask for help, too.
Well, I understand that. It was just one of those things that she had to run and do something. I don't know what, you know. But it's like, I just got overwhelmed.
I have a feeling it's going to happen to Paul, too. Now, I'm 4 kids deep in this. I'm already fucking lost. Yeah,
you're old hat to this.
I'm already lost it. Fuck. Paul, I know he's going to... It's going to agitate him a little bit because it is new. It's 2 kids instead of just our psycho of child 1.
Well, that's 2 right there.
Sometimes, yes.
So now you're going to have 3, technically. 4 if you count him.
Yeah, but I don't have to watch the other 2 as closely as I do.
No, she's 2. You got 1 in the oven and you. That's 4.
4 kids.
4 kids. 6 if you count the other 2.
Okay, Derek's pretty mature for an adult, for that child. He's pretty self-sufficient. Jasmine.
Give him fucking ramen all fucking day.
Those pizza rolls. Calm down.
Those are food groups.
But then you have Jasmine.
Who's a prima donna?
Prima donna. She's upstairs in her room all the time. Unless I ask her to watch Navi for a couple minutes while I take a shower. Or... I don't even leave.
And she huffs and rolls her eyes. And.
But she'll still do it. Still does it.
What are you doing to my poor banana?
You gave her the banana. I don't know.
I didn't give her the banana.
You let her play with the banana.
She pulled it out of the box.
You let her play with the banana. You leave it there. It's a free toy. I don't know what the fuck she's
doing. Hey, it's keeping her occupied.
Until a banana comes flying at somebody.
No, she wouldn't do that. Not the mama banana. Thwap!
So, I mean, at the end of the day, everybody does. You need that space from your child. It is okay to ask for help. If you're stressing out and this is your grandchild.
Yeah.
It's not even your child.
Well.
Even if you two live together, right?
It's an eighth of your blood.
If you.
I am my cousin's brother's uncle's dad's brother.
Oh my.
Hey, Chris.
Hello.
So, fuck, where was I going with this?
I don't know. Paul, blow in her ear. Get her mind back together.
But,
that worked well.
No, it didn't.
You're supposed to lean into her, blow gently, and then give her a wet willy.
No.
Just use your tongue, it's easier.
Ew. Anyway. So, if it wasn't her child, why couldn't she ask the grandkids to go somewhere else? Ask the kids, hey, can you stay at Joe Blow's house for the night?
You mind not doing that? Vibration hurt?
She's kind of awake.
yet you continue to do it.
I've done it once.
Twice. Try again.
More than twice, but hey, if you just said twice, I'll take twice.
Shut the fuck up. I don't think you understand the word shut.
She moved.
Oh, just wait till it's coming in the middle of the work week when I come back to bed early in the morning before you even remotely get up.
What happens when you wake people up?
Yeah. I didn't wake her up.
You played with it.
I always play with it. Are you awake?
Should I be?
You might get a thrown cat at you. You keep it going.
The cat's already here.
I'm talking about you throwing the cat at him.
No. I wouldn't throw the precious royal, Your Highness.
I thought about it a couple of times. Wake up!
I'm not doing it again.
No. I wouldn't do that to the cat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can get up and walk away. And she'd probably hiss at you to begin with.
Yeah, she loves Daddy.
Uh-huh. Unless Dad has food or gets up right now.
She loves Daddy.
I hear the...
Yeah, I... Apparently she has been meowing, but I haven't.
Because you deaf, bro.
No, even with my ear in, I can't.
You need to turn it up or go and get it checked.
No, because then when you sneeze, my ear's going to go out.
I'm going to tell you that. Turn off the selective hearing in me like it already has on it.
That's a weird way to start a conversation.
Not really.
Why? Did she give a reason why?
She's mad at the daughter-in-law. But she missed the daughter-in-law. She went for the child.
Mad at the daughter-in-law. Missed the daughter-in-law. Went after the child.
What doesn't belong here?
Of course, then again, looking at the picture of her with the eyes the way she is, I can understand why she missed the mother.
The daughter, because she was probably moving. Because she's older.
And she's got that, you know, that
chameleon
that face. Chameleon eye thing going. But I don't think they're connected, you know.
Oh,
what's wrong with her brain? Not wired right.
But she shot because she was mad at the daughter-in-law. Because in the interview, she destroyed the family.
The granddaughter?
No, the daughter-in-law. But the poor granddaughter...
Paid for it.
Paid the price. How do you explain that bullshit?
Well, the only thing I can think of... No. Navi, do not pull on that, sweetheart.
Not pulling the cord. It's wrapped around her leg. Okay. You're good. You're fine.
I just lost my train of thought. This was kind of along the line of no, not no.
Oh, no.
But it was easy to follow. How?
No.
Nah.
No.
Hey.
Hot dog.
You said
hey.
No.
How?
Ho. Huh?
Hey ho.
Berto.
I got it.
Where was I going with this?
Fuck if I know.
I know, right? I lost my train of thought. Oh, the daughter-in-law destroyed the family.
Yes.
Okay, because I can see maybe why she thinks it. Maybe she thought that her son could do better. And by the daughter-in-law coming in and baking baby batter from her son, that really does technically cement her in the family. And if mom doesn't like girlfriend, wife, I can, I'm not justifying what she did. There's no way in hell I will justify that.
You're justifying how she hates the daughter-in-law.
How she could say that the daughter-in-law broke up the family.
Yeah. I can see how you're justifying that. It's just how you twist it around to have it on the daughter, granddaughter. I have no fucking idea.
Well, that's what I'm trying to, like I said, I don't condone what she did, but I can understand, I can kind of see why she said your daughter-in-law broke up the family.
And I agree with you. My whole thing is, why the hell would you turn it on the granddaughter? And, like, you can't either. You can't justify. I can't justify it. Because it's a six-month-old baby.
It's an innocent. A child didn't do anything to deserve it.
The baby is probably just learning to roll over. What the fuck is it going to do?
Pole vault.
My pole vault off the bed.
Roly poly thump.
Very much. But.
Yeah, I don't know. Why the granddaughter? Why the grandkid?
If you're going to shoot, because you're mad at her, shoot the mother.
She did. She missed.
I know that, but like, what, get better aim, my guy. Fuck.
I got it. She needed a smaller target. Target was too big.
I feel like the target would be easier if it was too big.
In our minds, yes, in a logical person's mind, but not.
But we're talking of chameleon. I don't know.
I wonder if she can walk up glass.
Spider kitty.
With the amount of coke, who knows?
She probably borrowed some from the lady that dumped Mountain Dew over her.
Oh, fucking Christ. I have questions. You need to use Coca-Cola. Let me tell you.
Great toilet bowl cleaner.
But I mean, I can see how she could say that. Because the grandkid was the glue holding the mama there. Get rid of the grandkid, get rid of the mom, out of the family. That's how Cooler Titty sees it. Which, you know what? Honestly, Jamie, I didn't think of that.
Me either. I'm sitting there thinking the baby's innocent. It had nothing to do with it. But just say it's the glue keeping her there. I mean, she's not wrong.
No, she's not.
That's still rough. Oh,
but
God.
But
still wrong.
I hate this. This is a cold joke even for me. But due to the ethnicity of the mom and the dad, dads usually take off anyway.
He didn't, though. Give him that.
I know. And that's why mom probably offed the grandkid.
I mean, that's probably, but, oh, man, probably, but, oh, man, the darker you think about it, he didn't disappear for milk and never come back. Waiting for Paul to disappear with milk and never come back. Your phone vibrated, but it didn't do anything.
Yeah, mine.
Okay, Cracker.
I don't know. It says I have a voicemail, but it just came through. But I have no...
Do you have anybody blocked?
Oh, a lot of people, but it would come up...
My
last call was to voicemail at 3:47. I wonder if...
I don't know. The funny thing is, mine... If my... I have everybody on block, so if I don't have your phone number... It automatically goes to voicemail anyway, so I ain't gonna have to deal with it.
I got a voicemail.
Okay. I gotta get rid of that voicemail. Hold on. It was downstairs. But I don't know why it didn't come up.
on the phone at the moment.
Okay.
Hold on.
I love having random phone calls in the middle of this, because how many times has that happened to me?
What do you have to say?
Yeah, anytime tomorrow. All right. Bye. Just text me and let me know. Hello?
Huh, sounds like you just got fucking hung up on.
Yeah, okay.
You did.
No, Jennifer's coming into town tomorrow, and they wanted to know what time would be good for us to go meet them, where we need to meet them, at the cemetery.
No, that's fine.
But what gets me is he called, but it didn't show up on my phone. And it just came up as a voicemail.
Do you have blocked unknown numbers?
No, I don't. I don't have him blocked.
No,
I don't have neither one of them blocked.
With your phone number, do you have any, like, where it literally goes, if you don't know the number, it'll automatically block it? Mine does that, because
I do, but it my their numbers are programmed into my phone. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to reboot. I don't have an update, but I had a UI update this morning.
It could have glitched.
Yeah, probably. So I'll just reboot it. Yeah, so anyway.
We love
technology.
Technology, it's great. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, but I just can't get over. I mean, I can see Jamie's point.
I can see Jamie's point.
And that,
I don't like to see Jamie's point, but
actually,
I see it.
Actually, that does make hell of a lot of sense. As much as I
hate
Navi, do not play with that, please.
Your cat water phone is not to play with.
I don't agree with it, but I can see that line of logic now.
I can too.
And I would have probably said something like that, but I think it's because I've been up since 2 o'clock this morning. And I had to work, and I just.
But also in reality, you're not thinking that the grandchild is the glue.
Right.
In normal circumstances, you're thinking, okay, maybe they just love each other and you just hate her.
And that's possible. But again, why take it out on the granddaughter?
Yeah.
I shouldn't say granddaughter, the grandkid.
It was a granddaughter.
It was granddaughter?
Yes.
Okay, doogie.
So you're not wrong.
But I'm not right.
But it makes you just go.
Drink bitch tells me that all the time.
Mm-hmm. You just think like.
You're not wrong, but you're not right.
Yeah. You just automatically think, what the hell?
Right.
Jamie posted something. I can't read what it says.
I don't know. She's got the phone. Hun, what did Jamie post? I don't agree with it either, but that's the only way my brain is seeing it.
Which
we're saying that you're not wrong.
We're agreeing with you.
You're getting us to think about it, and we're thinking about it along that term.
Doesn't mean we like it, and doesn't mean you like it, but
So, I mean, I understand it.
Yeah.
And that makes it, as much as I want to say it, I agree with what you're saying, Jamie.
We
granddaughter
agree.
Is gone. Mom leaves the dad. Grandma goes to jail, but her son's not with her.
The granddaughter's still alive, though.
Yeah, but the granddaughter is still alive. So, I mean, that's a great way to look at it. And now that puts the whole thing in perspective. See, that's what I love about our viewers is sometimes they say something and we actually stop and think about it, and it makes total sense.
And sadly, it does make sense. And, like, we aren't thinking that way in this one. It was
and
hard.
she only got 12 years. She's 43, so she's out by the time she's 52. 55, sorry.
Thing is, on good behavior, she'd be out before that anyway.
Right, exactly. But, I mean, she's still out before she's 60.
And that's not including
and that's before you hit a Social Security, you'll be fine.
Exactly.
Don't have to worry about working no more.
Three hots and a cot for a couple of years. I mean, it does make total sense.
Now I wonder, though, is if that grandma is going to have to pay for all of the medical expenses that kid had to endure. So you already.
Oh, hell yeah. If I was the son, I would go after. But
now you're playing with mom and son. Can I do that to my mother? I mean,
look what she did to you.
I would have to worry about bailing Paul out.
You know, as much as
he's not listening,
I love my parents to death. And if my mom was, God forbid, do something like that to me, hell half no, you know, I would.
Because at the end of the day, it's still blood. How the did you hurt?
How can blood? You hurt blood? Yeah, exactly.
Granted, I don't give a damn that, you know, you
and I wish the judge would say it could be upgraded to murder if the baby ever dies or turns into an adult and dies due to complications.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, I could see that. I wish.
Oh, yeah, that would be.
Because if she can't breathe or that brain shuts down for X, Y, and Z reasons. Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. But the thing is, I think it would be double jeopardy if she gets out. Kid's still alive, and then
yeah, that probably years, would be under
20 years down the line. Now they would have to come back and get her. I think that's double jeopardy at that point.
Yeah, I think it would be because she's already been convicted once for it.
She can't go back a second round.
Not for that. But if some DA was,
I don't know if they can.
They could find another reason.
That's a possibility.
It is, but you just don't know.
But I'm leaning more towards double jeopardy on that, though.
Yeah, I have to agree.
So the DA can't convict on the same crime.
Right.
But if it's the same crime, but at a different time, they can still pursue it.
But if it's the same crime that she was charged with, and then they added in, if she ever dies of complications, we can upgrade it to murder.
Yeah.
They can do that.
Yeah, we know, Jamie. We're sorry. These mics pick up a lot of stuff.
What? Oh, Vaya?
Tricycle motor. She's coming through really loud on the live.
Hey, little one. I can't lift you anymore. You're heavy, honey.
Hey, come here.
Come sit by Daddy.
Come here.
Yeah, apparently that new mic works very well.
Oh, sorry.
Go to sleep.
We gotta beat.
Go to sleep.
Beat a child.
So yeah, I mean, I can. I get it. I totally get it.
No, go to sleep.
You know.
Go to sleep.
Now that Jamie put that spin on it,
I think that's what we needed because, like, we were kind of focusing on.
Yeah.
Innocence versus a glue.
Right.
Depending the trajectory of the bullet. What parts of the brain did it damage and all?
I don't
know. Yeah, we don't know. It didn't say, but they showed a picture. The kid's cute.
Kid is very cute.
You can see the indent like right under here, so it probably.
It looks like the gun was actually to her head.
Well, you know what? Honestly, right here and about right here match up, so it could have gone through the jaw and come out in the fatty part of the neck here in your muscle, which there's nothing, there's really nothing, depending on the way it went in, if it went in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But you also got to think, it's a 6-month-old. What could you have damaged on the way out?
Well,
because they are smaller, not human.
Well, yeah, I understand. Not human-like. But, I mean,
don't like
but you're talking, judging by where the hole, I mean, we can only speculate.
Oh, yeah. Well, first but off,
we're judging not where the entrance wound was, I mean, it would be a 1 in a million shot, but it obviously. But it could go in about right here, which is where it looked like, which would be right about your teeth. And it could have passed out through the back of the neck, just barely missing the brain stem.
Which she could damage all the skull and things like that to where they have to keep upgrading plates in her face.
Right, as she grows.
Which is possibility because I don't know.
I don't know. We don't know the trajectory. I'm not a trajectory expert. I don't see.
Nor are we doctors.
You know, I don't. I'm not one, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn one night. So.
Hold on. The Holiday Inn or the Days Inn. Let me just fuck that. Days Inn.
Are you serious right now?
In like, Indianapolis is the scariest shit I've ever stayed in. Were you there with me that night?
Yes, I was.
We ended up staying at my sister's instead of this hotel.
Still stayed at the fucking hotel.
Yeah. There was holes in the wall. It looked fucked up.
My dad and I stayed at one place we were going. I was in.
And it looked like drug dealers were outside.
It was for my 8th grade graduation, and we took a trip out to D.C. We did the whole road trip up through Gettysburg. And
yeah, like we did.
And we stopped at this one motel.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah, Dad and I ended up picking up the dresser and putting it in front of the door.
Yeah.
It was a sketchy-ass neighborhood.
I'm glad Paul's brother picked out the neighborhood. We were staying in. I'm not even gonna lie. Some of these areas, man.
I'll tell you the. Besides the when we were at the Hilton for your guys' wedding,
mm-hmm.
where we stayed, that the hotel we picked up the second night, that was just a cute little.
Where'd you go?
It was like 6 blocks off of the main strip.
That don't fucking help me at all.
I don't remember the name of it, but it was, it had a 2-story part of the hotel, and then it had a bunch of like little cottages, and they were like broken up into 4 separate
units
or like one here and one here. I mean, essentially it was a bed and a fucking bathroom.
And a TV.
With a
Harry Potter marathon.
Yeah, that was that night.
And it was, I mean, you know, I.
Ain't that telling you the day we got married?
I didn't need, we didn't need, you know, all the amenities, just some place to crash. But it was a cute.
It was, yeah.
And the room smelled like my grandma's house.
It did. But it had.
Oh, you know what? I think I know what they're talking about.
It had the homemade feel.
I think I know where you're talking about. I know. Where? I don't know what it's called.
I think it's over by
Swig and Eggs area.
Yeah.
It's over in that area.
Yeah, let me see if I...
I can't tell you what that hotel's called to save my damn life.
Oh, shit. I gotta go back.
I think it's a Swig and Eggs. Near Swig and Eggs.
I think I saved it. There's the Hilton.
Black Hawk Motel?
No.
Woodside? Trails End?
No.
Amber Inn?
No. Amber Hold Inn. On.
To be fair, there's a shit ton of hotels out there.
I would know the name of it if I heard it.
I can picture it as just being.
Yeah, hold on. I'm pretty sure I saved it. Uh, Oh, fuck. There, I think that's it.
Sort of the main drain. 6 blocks off the main drain.
Roughly. What in the fuck?
You said it was over by a swing? That's what I'm thinking. Because there's a dupe. Foot
mini gold bridge track thingy. Way to go past that to get to it.
And there's a few. There are a few hotels back there.
Wait, you said.
Alright, I'm going to ask you. Okay, there is.
Did you go over the dam?
No.
Then it's not by Swigs.
Not by Swigs.
Wait, I don't know where we fucking went. All I know is when we came out of the hotel, we got up to the strip, and Ripley's, believe it or not, was right in front of me.
That it? They're on the other side. They did have to pass the dam.
Yep.
And it is it's across the street from Swigs at Niggs over there. Or not Swigs, but.
Okay, so right there's.
The Ripley. Old Ripley or the... Nope, it is the new Ripley because the whole building's Ripley's now.
Right there's Swig. Right there's Ripley. You're talking just a game. I know it's not. Huh? Wedding chapel. Woo! Mama's garage.
It's a quaint little place.
I don't have it. Anyway, yeah, it was a cute little...
It was one of those times we'll have to drive up there and figure it out.
River Road? No.
I couldn't even...
There's an outdoor fenced and pool. And...
Yeah.
Ripley's.
Hold on.
It might be one of those mom-and-pop type...
It was. Hotels. It was a mom-and-pop type thing.
So they may not have an online site.
No, they do. That's how I found it.
Oh.
But I just, for the life of me...
Can't find it now.
I don't remember the name of it. But it was, and I told her, I said, we got to stay here again. Because it was. It was just a cute mom and pop. Let me see.
And the thing is, you don't need too much in the Dells, you know? Because you walk the strip, bro, you could get breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay, so did you go through a roundabout?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Suicide by roundabout.
Hold on, I'm looking.
USPS, it was probably whatever this is right here. Oh, that's a library.
We went by St. Cecilia Catholic Church. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
it was. We had to go to Cedar Street. It's over.
We went past the church, came to the south side, bit right.
Yeah, we came down.
R Y images.
Either Cedar or Elm.
We came by the library. Either way.
I want to say...
Oh, residential. Unless you... Spring Hill Motel?
What is it?
Spring Hill?
That's it.
That's it? Holy shit.
Let me see the picture.
How the fuck did you get?
Very carefully.
Let me see the pic.
No, I don't have the picture of it, but there you go.
Yep, that's it. Spring Hill Motel.
How the hell? So you came down.
Dude, I took Google.
No, you could have just went straight down Vine.
Dude. Anyway.
I'm just saying. I'm just like...
Anyway. Yeah, Spring Hill Motel. That's it. Uh-huh. I mean, you want to talk about a cute little. You know what I'm saying? It was cute. But we walked into the room and it's like, it smells like my grandma's house.
It was comforting.
It was that.
It's the old people smell that you actually enjoy.
Yes.
Yeah. It was the weirdest thing. It's like I had such a great night's sleep that night. Well, of course, it also could have been the fact that, you know, we were standing out in the hot fucking sun for 9 hours.
Was it nine? It was only two. Calm down. Three.
You know how much weight I sweated off?
We were live for almost 5 hours that day.
And you left the camera job to me, which is like a lot.
We were only live for like an hour.
Yeah, they recorded it.
Her and I started it as soon as we got there because you were supposed to be there within 10, 15 minutes.
Because we had a fucking idiot. Motherfucker, hurry the fuck up and get here. You knew what time you had to be here.
Anyway, it's over. It's done with. It was hot as hell for September.
It was, actually.
I was watching some of the video, and man, the back of my shirt was just dark fucking purple.
I know. I felt bad for the guys because they were in the suits, and you could still see come through the suits. I'm like, fuck. But the thing is, it was September. It shouldn't have been that hot.
Theoretically, then again, it's Wisconsin. We have
exactly. We can't fucking decide when to snow and when not to.
Right. Like today.
Oh, my God. We need one last little snowfall before we hit 68 degree weather.
We got it already. We're good.
We're done.
We're still going to get one more.
Shut up.
I've seen it snow in April.
I've seen it snow in May.
Let's thunder.
Thunder snow. Yeah. That's fucking creepy. First time I ever remember that was I was in high school. And it's fucking snowing and I'm like, that thunder? What the kind of fucked up shit is this?
It was welcome to the Midwest. We don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, it there is you know, I never knew there was such a thing called thunder snow.
I
Googled it. Oh. Fuck you, thunder.
Didn't know you think.
This is why Wisconsin, like,
I have my
why people in the Midwest are so fucking calm when it comes to weather shit. Because we don't give a fuck. It's gonna happen.
5 minutes, it'll change.
It ain't like it, wait 5 minutes, yeah.
That's why we're packed for every trip.
And people get, so, working at the firm, right?
Dum, dum, dum. That's going to be my new thing now. Every time you say the firm, I'm going to go dum, dum, dum.
So you go into any place in this building when you dum, first dum, walk dum. In. No shit. When you first walk in, it's usually fucking cold as shit. Give it about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. It feels like a goddamn sauna in that bed.
Uh-huh.
And then about 1 o'clock, it starts to get cold again.
Sweater on, sweater off.
And then about 4 o'clock, it starts to get hot again. So there is no fucking winning. It goes up and down, too. That's why I think half of us are getting fucking sick.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Convicted double murderer executed by firing squad in South Carolina.
That's where it is.
Executioners fired at the same time as Bragg Sigmund became the first U.S. prisoner to die by the method in 15 years.
It's only been 15 years.
Okay, here we go. I got to read this real quick. A South Carolina man convicted of killing his ex-girlfriend's parents with a baseball bat in 2001 was executed by a firing squad early Friday evening, a method used for the first time in 15 years. Brad Sigmund, 67, was pronounced dead at 6:08 p.m. after being shot by three volunteer prison employees at the Broad River Correctional Institution in Columbia.
So you pissed off three of these guards.
The executioners, armed with rifles at about 15 feet away, fired bullets into his heart. The volunteers all fired at the same time through openings in a wall, according to the AP.
Oh, so they don't
a dozen witnesses seated in the room, separated by the chamber by bullet-resistant glass, could not see the executioners. Okay, I have
questions about the comment. I don't know how I'm supposed to answer this to you.
Okay, he chose to die by firing squad, citing fears about the electric chair and lethal injection.
I could see the electric chair being a problem, okay?
Yeah, so can lethal injection. Especially if somebody fucked up and put bleach in there on accident.
Depends on how pissed off you make
people. Right. The double murderer's last meal was 3 buckets of original recipe KFC fried chicken.
What the fuck is with KFC, guys?
Oh, here we go. He reportedly ordered more than 1 bucket so he could, quote, share with the guys he's incarcerated with on death row. Okay. Sigmund said he killed victims Gladys Larkey, 59, and David Larkey, 62, after they evicted him from a trailer they owned. He then unsuccessfully kidnapped his ex-girlfriend, Rebecca Armstrong, who jumped out of his moving car as he shot at her.
Why am I thinking Dukes of Hazzard?
It kind of just popped into my head, too, a little bit. I'm like, we're going with some ghetto shit. Bro, here we go.
Okay, I have...
I think he's got more questions that I can answer.
Through the wall. Through ports in a wall. How do they know?
They probably have it aimed out trajectory-wise.
Oh, they probably just walk up, grab the trigger.
Yep. Kind of like how you have those games at, like, Cabela's. They're kind of rigged up for certain directions. But it's this time it's solitary at that angle.
Okay, that makes sense.
At least my high.
Well, hey, at least they were nice and they put a tarp behind him.
Because they didn't want to fucking damage the wall.
It's white.
Exactly, they didn't want
to. Oh, yeah, good point.
Doing an art masterpiece artwork.
They didn't want to do that.
Gives new meaning to the word splatter paint.
Yeah, probably.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Free fall painting.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, so. Yeah, that's just okay. The things that pop up on when you check Facebook real never right click. But you have anything else?
I do not.
Okay, because our presence is requested downstairs when we're done.
What trouble did you get into?
No, it's about tomorrow.
Oh.
What
trouble are you going to get into?
Not nearly as much as when I accidentally flushed the toothpaste down the toilet.
I bet you fucking
love you guys that. Didn't notice the new toilet?
Oh, I did. I noticed it, but I find it fucking hilarious.
I haven't used it.
Oh, you mean the pool?
Oh, dude, that thing will suck a small goat through it. Have you heard it? It sounds like a jet.
I still think it's funny as hell. I flushed a toothpaste down it.
It wasn't on purpose. I just thought, well, yeah, anyway.
You kind of remember.
So, yeah, I want to talk to you about something off air quick before I throw it out to the masses. Yeah, you.
Okay.
Well, it's a group.
Oh, it's
consensus,
a group.
And okay. I don't want to tip our hand just yet.
We always tip our hand.
Right, I know. But I was thinking, let's maybe get some live audience participation.
Oh, that's fine. Ow.
So we're going to wrap it up for tonight, guys. Yeah. It was a good show, I thought.
It was.
Little Jamie made us think. Damn you, Jamie.
She had to think for us because apparently we were both stuck on the same shit. So.
Well, yeah, but look at the days we've had. I mean, I had a Monday all week.
He did.
It was
a manic Monday, literally.
I know.
We had an OOFA scare, so I don't know what the fuck that was about. And Jamie, I know you don't know what I'm talking about. I'll have to send it to you, because with all the shit going on this week, I didn't really talk to nobody.
So, yeah.
It's been a day.
So, have a great weekend, everybody. We will talk to you next time. I gotta piss.
That's it for this week's episode. We hope you're good and drunk. Stay safe out there, people. Till next week, this is Whiskey, Wine, and True Crime. Good night, fuckers.